Today on Gardening in a Minute, Dusty Miller. Several plants are known as Dusty Miller. In this case, we're talking about the small, silvery-leafed plant that's grown as a cool-season annual in Florida. Dusty Miller grows just 6 to 12 inches tall, making it perfect for edging borders or beds or for planting in container gardens. Its silvery, fern-like foliage makes Dusty Miller perfect for pairing with other plants. It looks especially nice when contrasted with colorful flowering plants like petunias or geraniums. Dusty Miller can be planted from October through May in Florida. Water it to help it get established, and then water only as needed. Be sure to protect the plants on especially cold nights. Add Dusty Miller to your garden this winter, and you'll love how it makes your other plants really pop. For more information about Dusty Miller and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, making holiday arrangements. The holiday season is a great time to bring the outdoors inside. This winter, try collecting holly, pine, and other plant materials from your yard to make holiday arrangements. Use sharp pruning shears to cut branches and soak the cut ends overnight in water. Select foliage of different sizes, colors, and shapes for visual interest. For a table centerpiece, create a low arrangement that can be enjoyed from all sides. For an entry table, make the back flat and focus your energy on the front of the project. Use a container that's about a third as high as your arrangement and consider using floral foam to hold things in place. Enjoy creating natural decorations by bringing a refreshing bit of the outdoors into your home this holiday season. For more information about garden crafts, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, greenhouse benches. Installing greenhouse benches can help make your home greenhouse even more functional. Greenhouse benches are made from a range of materials, including plastic, rust-proof metals, concrete block, and rot-resistant or treated lumber. Choose materials that will be strong enough to support the weight of the plants, even after they've been watered. Good airflow helps prevent disease, so look for a bench top that's made of slatted wood, wire mesh, or expanded metal. You'll want the benches to be a comfortable height and depth so that you can reach the plants easily, typically no more than 3 feet high or 3 feet wide. Regardless of whether you build them or buy them, greenhouse benches will help you make the most out of your greenhouse. For more information about greenhouses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garlands. Garlands are a wonderful holiday tradition brought by early settlers and date back as far as Greek and Roman times. Ropes of garland can be made from evergreen trees like pine, spruce, and cedar. Evergreen material is relatively easy to work with as it's quite pliable. Cut branches ranging in lengths from 6 to 12 inches long. Overlap the branches and attach them using twine or wire. Decorate your garland with pine cones, acorns, and dried flowers. Add some ribbons or bows, or even hang lights and ornaments from it, just as you do on a tree. Take a walk in the woods and find various species of evergreen to add interest, texture, and variety. Use your own imagination and bring some of nature's beauty home for the holidays. For more information about garlands and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Washington Palm. One of the more unusual-looking palms that can be grown in Florida is the Washington Palm. The canopies of these tall palms have bright green, fan-shaped leaves that can reach 3 feet wide. But when the leaves die, they typically stay attached to the trunk, giving the tree a unique appearance, almost like it's wearing a hula skirt. Because Washington Palms are quick growers and can soar to 100 feet or more, they're best suited for public spaces and large residential landscapes. They do best in full sun and a moderately rich soil. Washington palms are most commonly planted in South and Central Florida, but they can be planted further north. Just be aware that the fronds may suffer some damage if the mercury drops to 20 degrees Fahrenheit. For more information about Washington palm and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.